Hello, my name is Cam. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a
Yes,
medical
sir.
emergency.
I have a question. My grandmother is in a nursing home for rehabilitation, and she had received both of her vaccinations, and it's been over 2 weeks since her last vaccination shot. And they are telling me that she's in quarantine for 14 days and we can't do in-person visits. And I can't find anything on CMS or public health about that. Is that just up to the nursing home?
Yes, ma'am. It's whatever they prefer.
So basically CMS and public health are putting out these guidelines, but the nursing homes are dictating really what's going on. I mean, I'm confused.
Alabama Department of Health has guidelines, but it's really up to the certain health department. I'm not the health department. A certain facility and how they run. Because everybody's
okay.
Different.
So y'all can't say these are the guidelines y'all need to go by that.
I mean, the Alabama Department of Health puts out recommendations, but
it's not guidelines, it's recommendations.
It's recommendations. Everybody has their own different, because like I said, COVID cases are more extreme in certain counties than it is others. So really they're going by their county, their area, how COVID is affecting their area. That's how they're coming up with their guidelines on how they're handling it.
Well, that's what we hope. Yeah, and I mean, our county, it's, you know, I've been watching it, and I mean, the numbers have drastically went down, and I understand, I know that COVID is new and that we're trying to protect everybody, but it's a little frustrating as a family member
right. That
we have people, and we think, like, CMS put guidelines out. And then Alabama, I had to wait for Alabama to say if they were going to follow those or amend them, and I can't find anything on the website unless y'all put it on today. And then when I call, I basically hear the nursing homes have free rein to make the policies as they prefer.
Yes, ma'am.
So we basically, nothing we can do if they tell us you can't visit her in person. We just have to suck it up and say okay.
I completely understand that, but yeah.
But okay. Well, so I mean, I'm not fussing at you. I'm just trying to get an understanding. But I'm right in my thinking that CMS updated their guidelines, and then Alabama either says okay, yeah, we are going to follow these, or we're going to amend them and make recommendations, and then still in all the nursing home can say, like you said, COVID cases just say are extreme. They can say, well, we're not going to do in-person visits right now.
Right.
They
right.
have that right.
Yes, ma'am, they do.
Okay. All right, well, that's pretty discouraging, you know, that they don't have anybody holding them accountable.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but I know it's not your fault. I do appreciate you listening to me.
Yes, ma'am.
And everything. And I also know that the governor got and updated the Safer Home Act and said two people can visit in nursing home, and she don't have the authority. She can just recommend that. And so people that's in this situation, it's very hard right now for
us.
Yes,
ma'am. I completely understand.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it's nothing you can do. You can't help me because it's nothing you can do. But do appreciate you listening to me.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.